Kimitzion Tetze Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Serena Novick from Mitzpah Yericho, and today we are learning about the 11th blessing of the Shmona Esrei, focused on the restoration of justice, Hashiva Shoftenu Kvarishona. Starting from the last bracha, the 10th bracha, about the ingathering of exiles, we've shifted in our prayer from requests that are focused on benefiting individuals like wisdom and forgiveness and sustenance to those that are important to our national destiny and the trajectory on a national level. So as we pray towards full redemption, one of the key elements in this process is the restoration of justice. The inclusion of this blessing acknowledges the tragedy of injustice, the perversion of justice being something that was rampant in the times leading up to the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, the temple in Jerusalem. And in Shabbat 139a, in the Gemara there, Rabbi Yossi ben Elisha says in a Braita, Im ra'ita dor shetzarot rabot ba'odalav, if you see any generation that has tremendous levels of distress, take a moment to look at the judges of the Jewish people. Why? Because corruption impacts the entire people, brings punishment on us all. So as we pray for return to a system that has integrity in judgment, we recall psukim from Yeshayahu that have prophecies for the future. In Perek Aleph, verses 26 and 27, it says, "Va'ashiva shoftaich kvarishana v'yotzaich kvatchila." Hashem is promising that He's going to restore our judges to those of old, our counselors, our advisors to those that once were, and it sounds very familiar. The beginning of our blessing is "Hashiva shoftenu kvarishana v'yotzeinu kvatchila." Please return our judges and please return our advisors. Taking that verse in Yeshayahu, that prophecy, and forming it into a request that this prophecy should be fulfilled. Once it's fulfilled, what will be the result, the continuation of our blessing? V'haser mimenu yagon v'anacha. The result will be that removed from our nation is going to be the agony, the result of the psychological torment and the worry that results from injustice, and also anacha, the suffering, the physical distresses that can result from corruption. And considering that connection between justice and happiness, there's a Gemara in Sota discussing a verse in Eicha about Skeni Mishar Shavatu Bacharim and Ginatam, that in chapter 5, verse 14 of Eicha, it talks about the elders when they've left their gates, referring to the Sanhedrin, our supreme court system, essentially, that was disbanded. At that time, young men also stopped singing, that the removal of just courts leads to a crushed human spirit. There's a saying by Chazal, Ein simcha katrat esveikot, there is no happiness that compares to the resolution of doubt. If I have a concern that a decision was unfair, that guidance was misplaced or I was misled, I'm haunted by that possibility that I, or in this case perhaps we as a nation, have been led astray. We live in such trying times where we are plagued all the time by lack of clarity. I heard a number of years ago from Uri Orlean that it used to be that we could attain clear guidance on anything, including simple matters. Shaul HaMelech first meets the prophet Shmuel when he's seeking guidance for the simple concern of finding his uncle's donkey. Imagine how much less we would be tormented by the dilemmas we faced if divine clarity was so accessible to us. And finally, we pray that ultimately Hashem will be our true ruler, who will rule with chesed and rachamim, kindness and compassion. Umloch aleinu atah Hashem levadcha b'chesed urachamim v'tzadkenu b'mishpat. This is the only place in our regular Shmona Esrei that we refer to God as king, as opposed to mortal rulers who may view harshness in judgment as a way to assert power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of Kings, does not see kindness or compassion as something that would threaten His authority or justice. And ultimately, our request for fair and righteous judges and counselors is a step to bring us closer to Hashem's rulership, bringing that relationship into this bracha. Because the institution of righteousness and justice is a basis for our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The end of the bracha is HaMelech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. Hashem is the King who loves righteousness and justice. In many ways, a reminder to ourselves of the behavior of what we are meant to emulate. also reminding us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's initial relationship with Avraham Avinu, chosen to start the Jewish nation. Avraham, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw as someone who would instill values of righteousness and justice in his descendants. Ki yedativ leman asher tzevet bana v'beitua charav v'shamru derech Hashem l'shot tzaka u'mishpat. That Avraham would instill these values of just what's just and right in his children, his descendants. In this blessing of Hashiva Shoftenu, we are yearning for national clarity, that this essential trait of justice will be restored to Am Yisrael, thereby bringing the final redemption and a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who shares this love and righteousness and judgment. Thank you for learning together.